Now it's my pleasure to introduce to you, listeners, the Media and Communications Manager, Jen Campbell-Case from the Blood Service. Good morning, Jen.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, and I just, when I spoke to you moments ago, aren't we lucky that we're really good? Because there's a lot that aren't.
No, that's unfortunately true, and our blood supply comes under quite a lot of pressure when flu season hits, and that's because you need to be fit and well to be able to donate blood, and donors' health is so important to us, and if you're not feeling 100%, then we just can't take your blood because we don't want anything awful to happen. You know, we don't want anyone to have an adverse reaction. So, the flu season is meaning that lots of people who otherwise would be donating blood aren't able to.
And, Jen, am I right in saying that there's about 1,400 donors every day having to cancel their donation?
Yeah, that is right. And that's about 40% more than usual. And, in fact, it's the highest number of cancellations we've seen in more than 2 years.
Wow.
So we really do need people who maybe haven't ever donated blood but have always meant to, or people who haven't donated in a while, if they're feeling fit and well, to please, please come in the next 2 weeks because we need you.
Yes, and in particular, we need the O and the A blood types.
Yes, we do. O and A are the most common blood types, but that also means they're the most commonly needed, which makes sense. So about 90% of the population has O or A type blood. Lots of people actually don't know what blood type they are, and donating blood is one of the easiest ways to find out. So it's another good excuse for heading on into the donor centre. But yes, A and O are what we need
desperately
most of
need
at the moment.
Yeah.
But we always need all blood types every day.
Yes, because now what did you say, something like 1 in 3 Australians will need donated blood during the course of their life?
At some point 1 in 3 of us will need a blood product of some description, anything from something awful like going through chemotherapy or cancer treatment. You know, 34% of donated blood goes towards treating people who are going through cancer. But it's used, you know, pregnant women during birth, accidents and trauma, you know, orthopedic surgery, anemia, other kinds of blood diseases, all kinds of reasons that people need donated blood.
And you guys need to have it there to enable it to happen, because if it doesn't, it's hardly worth thinking about, is it?
No, that's absolutely right. And it's worth mentioning that we've not run out of blood before, and we don't expect that we will.
No.
When we say that we need it, the Australian public is so generous and responds so quickly, and we have no reason to think that that won't be the same this time. It's just that we are seeing such...
I think I might have lost you there, Jen. Hello? No, I do believe that Jen was about to tell us that they do need many more people coming in. As a matter of fact, they really need about 5,900.
Hello?
Are you back? Yeah, what happened?
Sorry, I don't know what happened then.
No, I was just taking words out of your mouth, Jen, and saying that you probably need about 5,900 additional people to donate over the next 2 weeks to get you back on track.
Yeah, we do. In Queensland, that's about 1,200 Queenslanders in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
The thing is, blood can't, you know, it can't be stockpiled because it has a short shelf life.
Yeah.
So it's not something we can just pop in a freezer and pull it out when we need it. So it's a fresh product, and that means that the need for it is constant and daily. So that's why we've gone out really with this call to really plead for people to roll up their sleeves and step into the shoes of those who can't because they're not well.
Good. Jen, I think you might have hit the nail on the head, because it was in the headlines of the papers today saying that about 6,000 people are required. So I'm sure that with you and I chatting right now, with the newspaper headlines and the general work that you the Blood Service does, you'll get those people, and please God you do. And
let's hope so indeed.
Yeah. And we need that within a fortnight, guys, within the next 2 weeks. So think about it seriously. Jen, thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck with that. And,
thank you so much.
You know, just appreciate that it could be you or somebody you know or love that will be requiring that that blood. Again, thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again later.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks. Bye now.